Hello and welcome everyone to Stepping Into Sovereignty, Activating the Fierce Love of the Sacred Feminine, where wisdom keepers from all over the globe are summoning up the courage to take decisive and loving action to create the future we desire. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we are here today with my dear friend, Sharon Fallon Shreve. Sharon is a Magdalene High Priestess. She's a sacred space holder and a light worker. Her service to humankind is through her ministry, Illumined Ways, rather than the course of a traditional business path. Sharon's primary mission is to help increase consciousness on our planet through the sacred wisdom of the Divine Feminine. She's a spiritual empowerment coach, facilitator, writer, speaker, and ordained minister. Sharon, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you, dear one. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm real excited about this topic that you've chosen, spiritual empowerment through self-realization. So, and you've capitalized the letters S-E-L-F, self.
Yes.
So what is self-realization? Please share.
For me, there are two selves. The ego self with the little s. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the capitalization, big self, is our authentic true self. It is an inner presence. It is the realization that we are not our ego. We are not our ego, is the big self, the authentic self. Yeah.
So how can you tell the difference?
Oh, that's such a great question. Yay, I'm glad you asked me that, because I tell my students to, when we become quiet, when we go into a quiet state of meditation and we become centered, to listen to the tone of the voice that comes forth. Ego has a commanding, almost frightening directive. Mm-hmm. Whereas our authentic sacred self, spirit, so to speak, spirit's voice is very soft and gently suggests rather than commands like the ego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the ego feels forceful and almost like, I guess my question is, can you miss the voice of spirit because the ego's voice is so loud?
We can if we're not willing to become quiet and still enough, I think.
So,
I think that's the thing.
Yeah, becoming quiet and still is kind of like a prerequisite.
For me, it is, right, certainly.
For sure, yeah, for sure. Mm. So you talk about becoming spiritually empowered. Number one, what does that mean? And number two, how do you do that?
For me, again, and I say this often, it's being quiet, going within and becoming centered. Mm-hmm. I do that through breathing and through meditation. I'm a big advocate of meditation. Mm-hmm. And becoming spiritually empowered means that we have to be quiet enough to hear that still mm-hmm. voice within us. And so many different ways. We have to be willing to have an attitude of gratitude, to step away from drama and negativity. Integrity is extremely important. Mm-hmm. Coming from a place of truth and integrity mm-hmm. at all times to become spiritually empowered. Yeah. Does that answer your mm-hmm. question?
Yeah. So why would a person, because like right now, things are really intense for people.
Oh, yeah.
And so all the things you're describing sound hard, quite
yeah.
frankly, hard to get to. So why is it important? Why is it important for people to become spiritually empowered right now? It seems like a lot of people are distracted by getting food on the table and that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, you are so right. And we always, I mean, humans need to have their basic needs met first. Mm-hmm. As you said, mm-hmm. a roof over their head, food on their table. And so many people don't have jobs. And there's so much chaos on mm-hmm. our planet right mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And so it's really difficult. Mm-hmm. However, now more than ever, mm-hmm. we do, most of us have the time to go within, to become quiet and still. It requires a lot of discipline.
Right.
Here's what I say, and I say it a lot. We can choose chaos or we can choose peace. Right. And peace will help us navigate these turbulent times. Right. If we're just willing, if we're simply willing to take a few moments every day or twice a day, whatever we can do, to go within, to breathe out, breathe in peace, breathe out stress. If we can see it leaving our body through the out breath, the mm-hmm. fear, the mm-hmm. chaos, the unsettledness, and breathe it out and keep breathing until we become more centered. Uh-huh. And when we become centered, we experience the calm and the peace, and chaos simply cannot reside there if right. if we are willing to do that.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you also mentioned that your work is with the sacred feminine and that's part of your job, your mission is to bring her to the planet. Why do you feel that is so important right now?
Oh my goodness. I've been working with her energy, her vibration for almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. And it was a divine directive. Mm-hmm. It really was a divine directive for me. It's so important because she's been absent from our planet, from our plane for a long time. I mean, many, many, many years ago, there was a matriarchy mm-hmm. and then we went to a patriarchy. And now we're not going back exclusively to a matriarchy. The purpose of bringing her back now is for integration.
Right.
Integration with the divine masculine so that there is not a hierarchy in either gender, mm-hmm. that we work together for the greater good. Mm-hmm. And her energy is just so beautiful. And I love it because it's softer and more mutable and flowing and emotional, and it's about being mm-hmm. where the masculine is more about a fixed mm-hmm. energy, the logical thinking and the doing. Mm-hmm. So we need both.
Right.
You know, so integrating them. Yeah, I love it. And I'm really called to do work on her behalf.
So when you said a divine directive, what does that mean? Can you share a little bit with our listeners when you say that, how did that happen for you?
When I first learned to meditate many years ago, and I was fortunate enough to have really stellar experiences, I didn't have a difficult time quieting my mind. I know most people do, so I was very fortunate that way. And I used to have deep, profound experiences. And the divine feminine and the angelic realm both came through to me mm-hmm. as a result of me quieting my mind so much. Mm-hmm. And I was given directives. This is what I'm to do. This is what I'm to do, to work with the angelic realm and to bring the vibration of the divine feminine back into present day times. Yeah.
So do men play a role in humanity's evolution at that time? We are all talking about the divine feminine. What's right. going to happen to the boys?
Well, it's up to us. It's up to the females on the planet, I think, to help them feel comfortable enough to where they're not afraid of our power. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of them are afraid that we're after their power, mm-hmm. that we want to turn our planet into a matriarchy again. And that isn't true. Mm-hmm. So to reassure them mm-hmm. in gentle ways that we're here for the purpose of integration, mm-hmm. working together side by side for the greater good so that they're not afraid of us and they don't think we're going to steal their power. Yeah, I think that's it. Right. I think it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you consider the most important spiritual tool for raising consciousness?
Well, I'm sure you guessed it already. Right? Yeah, it's for me, it's absolutely positively meditation. And especially, as you mentioned, because of these chaotic times right now, it helps us if we're able to experience some peace every day through meditation. We can slough off all that stuff we pick up every day, especially for ones who are ultra sensitive or empathetic, and they pick up a lot of stuff that isn't theirs. The more we meditate, we cultivate a beautiful garden, and it bears fruit. Yeah. And I love it. It just feels good too. Feels good to get quiet and get away from the outer realms and go within. It helps to restore us and relax us and better navigate out there. Yeah. It helps us and it helps the world.
Yeah.
I think
it shifts the vibration.
Yeah.
Two things. I may put you on the spot because you do lead guided meditations, yes? Sometimes?
Yes, I do.
I have one more question I'd like to ask, and then I'm wondering if you would like to do a little short session with our listeners and just lead us in a short guided meditation so they can feel what you're talking about.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Sure.
So before we do that, though, you work with people one-on-one, is that correct?
Like you do? And groups too.
Okay. Can you describe some of the things that you do and some of the ways that you might work with people if they wanted? Because your free gift is actually a percentage off of a session. So share with them, share with our listeners what a session would be like with you.
Well, they can be held either in person or via the phone. They are either 60 minutes or 90 minutes in length. And I do tap into the energy, the vibration of the person, and try to get a feel for what it is. First, I ask them, and then I also sort of do a little mini tapping in and seeing what it is that they really need. They are basically empowerment sessions. I teach how to go within to extract that authentic self to empower her and bring her out into the world so that she can express herself authentically and be happier.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That sounds yummy. Okay. So I just want to share with our listeners that Sharon has done these sessions for many years and is offering a percentage off, 20% off of a session with her. All you have to do is contact her and mention that you heard about her on the Stepping Into Sovereignty Summit, and you'll get that discount. So, Ms. Sharon, please, please, please give us a little taste.
Okay.
A meditation with you.
Oh, I'm so happy to do that. So I will invite everyone to gently close their eyes if you're comfortable with that, and take a very deep breath up from the belly, and then release through the mouth. And we'll do that two more times. And as we do that, imagining on your inhalation that you are breathing in peace, and on your exhalation, you're breathing out any tension or any stress or any fear, anxiety you may be experiencing. So we do that two more times and visualize bringing in peace and letting go. Okay, here we go. Up from the belly and release. Beautiful. Let's do that one more time. Breathing in very deeply. And releasing. Feel your shoulders drop. And feel the energy in your face, actually around your jaws. Make sure your jaws are not, is not clenched. Your teeth are not clenched. It's very soft. And give your body a quick little scan. And see if there's any place or places where you are holding tension, where it feels tight or constricted. Now go to that place or those places and simply give them permission to let go, to relax. Give them a little kiss if you want to. Assure them that they are in a safe place, that together you and I are creating, co-creating sacred space. And dropping our energy from our minds and going down, down, traveling down from the third eye through the throat chakra, going down, down, until we reach our heart space. Beautiful, yeah. And now envision your heart begin to open and expand. It's opening and expanding. Opening and expanding. There is no fear present. No anxiety, no chaos. It's a very peaceful place within our heart space. It's a safe space. It's a sacred space. And I want you to imagine and envision that your higher self with a great big capital S is residing there in your heart space. That's your authentic self, your higher self. And she is safe and feels secure. She is filled with wisdom and she is happy and relaxed and rejuvenated. She has the power within to know who she is, what she is. And all fear, all anxiety has dissipated. Now very gently, we close our heart. However, we keep all of that energy tucked in there. Our authentic sacred self, always present within us. And we can access her anytime we wish. She is always present. As is the energy of peace. It never goes away, not ever. So we take a moment to give thanks to our higher self, to all of our benevolent unseen helpers and our spirit guides, to the angelic realm, and anyone else that you feel present here with you now. We thank you, all of you, for your presence, for your love, for your guidance, your wisdom, and your support. Beautiful. And breathe that in. And release. And now very gently, taking as much time as you need, we don't want to hurry this process, very gently begin to bring yourself back into your present time and space. And whenever you're ready and it feels right, very gently begin to open up your eyes.
Oh, Sharon, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. Yummy. I am so sure everybody that was watching just watched me melt.
Aww.
And so I'm really happy that we got to share that piece of you with everyone. They can really get a flavor for what you offer, which is the embodiment of everything you said in your intro.
Oh, thank you.
The sacred feminine and peace and sacredness and going within. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your time, your energy, and your skills with us and with the planet. This has been delightful.
Oh, thank you. It was truly, and I really mean this truly, an honor and pleasure, Kathy.
Well, good to have you aboard with the crew. Hopefully, thanks. We'll do this again in December.
Sounds wonderful.